My concern is that I'm concerned with factionalism in the party because factionalism is really, I can say, the antithesis of unity. You cannot talk of unity where there is factionalism. So we have always said we are for unity in ZANU-PF. That's what we cherish, you know. If we are to develop as a country, we must remain united, and we start with our own party, that is ZANU-PF. So now this factionalism is really something that we don't like. I don't think the majority of people in ZANU-PF want to see these factions. They promote division, you cannot really function where there is division.
But what can be done now?
Hello?
Is it too late to try and address this issue, Mr. Msiba?
I don't think it's too late to do anything, you know. I think it's merely to say, what do we do? It's a matter of deciding what to do. But I think at some point, the president will have to take some action. He himself, they say, is aware of this faction. So what is left now is, what do we do with them? What do we do to bring a stop to factionalism? That's what we must do. Whether Congress will do it or what, I don't know. As you know, we are meeting in December to elect a new leadership. Whether that new leadership will unite us or not, I don't know.
But do you fear that the party might actually split, or this is just Congress politics?
No, I'm merely warning our party members to say, let's put a stop to this. Because if we allow it to go on, it may lead to something else, to a split in the party, which we must avoid. So it's a call to our people to say, let's go back to the drawing board, let's think again and say, is it good for the party to promote factionalism or to put factionalism to an end? It's a call, really, to say, look, it's a warning that let's not continue in the way we are going now. Let's put a stop to it and wait together as we used to do. When we went for the elections, we were united, you know, on the 31st of July. That's why we were able to win. But if we start on factions, we will not win any election.
And we have also seen the Women's League inviting the First Lady to enter into politics. And this move, they were saying that was meant to heal the factions in the party. Do you think this is going to help?
I think if the intention is that, and if the First Lady can do that, that will be most welcome. But personally, I don't see any problem in the election of the First Lady as Secretary of the Women's League. To me, that's not an issue. The question is, are the factions not going to try and use it, which will weaken factionalism? If she remains, she doesn't take any side, that's fine. It may help. What we need really is some unifier, somebody who can bring the people together.